If you were in the valley over the holidays, the recent rain probably has you breathing a sigh of relief, not just because it's brought much-needed rain and snow, but also because it's the first time in weeks you can safely breathe. FM89's Carrie Klein looks back at one of the most severe stretches of smoggy air in decades.
When James Collins isn't studying social work at Fresno State, he drives for the rideshare company Lyft. He sees a lot of open sky and bright sun. Starting in late December, though, he says the sky looked different.
Sometimes the sun would pop through in the evenings. Some days, though, it wouldn't. It would just stay hazy and foggy or smoggy.
Beginning December 21st, concentrations of particulate matter, or microscopic particles in the air, began to climb. Collins noticed his body responding. He started wheezing. Then,
throughout the day, I would have a lot of small headaches. And then after, I kind of looked up a little bit about the weather and even trying to understand why it was hazy. That had me concerned. That kind of raised eyebrows.
Many health outcomes were worse. Dr. Vipul Jain is a pulmonologist at Community Regional Medical Center in downtown Fresno. He said for a few weeks, he observed an uptick in respiratory flare-ups in urgent care and the emergency room.
Patients will describe that as wheezing, chest tightness, cough. You know, if it's just allergic, you know, they're outside of the lungs, they may get itchy eyes, sore throat, those kind of symptoms.
Many other health centers in the valley confirmed the same trend beyond the typical spikes in seasonal flu. It's undisputed. From late December until last week, the valley's air quality was atrocious. By some measures, it was the worst stretch of unhealthy air in almost 20 years. That pollution is directly correlated to respiratory issues and other short and long-term health problems. What is disputed, however, is what the sources of that pollution were and what can be done about them. To a large extent, the region's poor air quality is a consequence of geography and weather. Mountain ranges block airflow on three sides, and wintertime weather patterns trap pollution low to the ground. Without rain, strong wind, or release of atmospheric pressure, the smog stagnates and hangs in place, which is why Deputy Air Pollution Control Officer Samir Sheikh of the Valley Air District was so glad to see last week's storm system.
There's a sense of relief when we see that in the forecast. There's a sense of optimism that those conditions will help bring some much needed assistance in helping us clear out some of what's been trapped here in the valley for these last couple of weeks.
Indeed, last Wednesday's rainfall ended nearly 2 weeks of stifling smog. In Bakersfield, it was the longest period of unhealthy levels of particulate matter since 1999, though many winters during the recent drought had more unhealthy days than this season has so far. As for the source of those pollutants, the Air District holds that emissions are lower than they've ever been, and that it was Southern California's recent wildfires that drove particle pollution up to dangerously high levels.
We know that the fires have been a huge issue. Those emissions don't go anywhere when you have this high pressure that traps it to the ground.
State data do show drastic reductions in emissions over the last 15 years for both particulate matter and its precursor pollutants like nitrous oxides. But UC Davis air quality researcher Chris Kappa says satellite imagery suggests smoke from the most recent fires blew mostly away from the valley. The biggest culprits in this recent episode, he says, were the usual ones: vehicle emissions, agricultural processes, and residential wood burning, despite the Air District's burn restrictions.
It is very likely that the check before you burn has reduced emissions, but it hasn't eliminated them.
And for most of the smoggy time span, burning wasn't fully banned, but was allowed on registered devices, which burn more cleanly than conventional fireplaces. Although the Air District has shifted its general focus toward reducing vehicle emissions, Dolores Barajas-Weller of the Central Valley Air Quality Coalition would like to see tighter burning restrictions. She says allowing it on clean air days serves only to drive pollution levels back up, even with registered devices, which still emit more than not burning at all.
The enforcement of that program also can be slightly weak in that, you know, we hear from a lot of community members saying that, you know, people burn in their neighborhood regardless of, you know, the check before you burn status.
As for James Collins, he wishes air quality information were easier to find. For example, if it were integrated into the weather apps he checks on his smartphone.
If I have to work harder, then the mom and dads and families and stuff, they're not going to bother to look at that kind of information. And I just wish it was more streamlined and accessible.
He also urges Valley residents to consider ride sharing and taking public transportation. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.